In fact, I'm actually encouraging folks to kind of hang back and do their research first and see if any of the technical glitches that might occur get all ironed out first. So I think people should go ahead and do the research and then look at getting signed up. Open enrollment begins today through the end of March. But if you want your plan to actually be effective by January 1, you'll want to actually purchase by December 15th.
And Monica, why has this been so confusing for the public? I know you've been asked that, but it does seem that it's been out there a long time, mm-hmm. but the push to educate people about it really is fairly recent. And maybe that push should have started sooner, or what do you think? Who's at fault here?
Well, I wouldn't say that anyone's really at fault. I think that there's been a lot of information out there for the last 3.5 years. It's just that not all of it has been correct. There's been a lot of political maneuvering that's gone on around the Obamacare issue. And
demagoguing, one could say.
Well, that could be as well. Our office has actually been trying to educate the public for 3.5 years. But, you know, human nature is such that most people really wait to find out how it's really going to affect them about deadline time. And so now that we have a deadline in front of us, people are definitely wanting to find out the facts. And that's what our office is out there doing. We're out there providing facts so people can find out this is how it really affects me and my family or my small business. And then they certainly can make the decision on their own as to whether or not they want to go ahead and pursue this.
It's estimated that about, I think, 200,000 Montanans don't currently have health insurance.
Approximately, about 195, somewhere around there.
Right. It's a lot.
A lot, yes. A lot of uninsured Montanans.
How many of those do you expect to sign up?
That's a really good question.
You don't really know?
Well, you would hope that the majority would, but even if everyone who is eligible did, we're still going to have a gap. And that's because we do not have Medicaid expansion here in Montana. So
the legislature voted against that.
Right. So you're still going to have approximately 50,000 people who are going to be without coverage as a result of not having expanded Medicaid.
And these are the poorest of the poor.
These are the working poor of Montana. Absolutely. And so they can't afford to go out and purchase coverage on their own.
And they won't get a subsidy because the act presumed mm-hmm. that states would expand Medicaid.
Exactly.
And Montana is one of the states who chose not to.
Exactly. If you fall underneath the 100% of poverty level, you're not eligible for those subsidies or tax credits.
Will those people be penalized for not getting it since they can't afford it and they're not covered?
I would say that most likely they wouldn't, because many of them probably don't make enough to even file a tax return. There are exceptions to the penalty.
Because the penalty is on your taxes.
Right, right. So it really – I would hesitate to say that's the case in every case, but generally, yes.
Some people will choose the penalty over paying mm-hmm. for coverage
sure.
because the penalty – when all is said and done, it's still going to be less than, for most people, what the insurance would cost.
Sure. There's a phase-in of the penalty over 3 years. The first year is the cheapest penalty. It's $95 for the entire year, or 1% of your family income, whichever is higher. And then it goes up over the course of the next 3 years.
There will be undoubtedly many more people who will sign up who don't have health insurance now. Tens of thousands probably would be safe to say, don't you think?
Sure.
Is Montana's healthcare system prepared for this influx of people who will suddenly be able to make a doctor's appointment and may have surgery that they have put off because mm-hmm. they didn't have insurance and so on? Mm-hmm. Is the healthcare system in the state ready for this?
I think Montana's healthcare system can handle the influx. I mean, certainly we do have a shortage of primary care physicians in the state. I think that's the case everywhere, not just in Montana. But you have to remember that a lot of these folks who haven't had coverage in the past, they're utilizing our system already. They're showing up in emergency rooms with critical issues. They're utilizing our emergency room as their primary care provider. They're getting surgeries, and literally it's just costing the system more money in that case, because then you have hospitals writing off charity care, which those of us who then have coverage are paying for in higher expenses.
Well, this is the rationale for mandating that everybody
get it. Absolutely. Yeah.
There are employers around the country who are saying to their employees, we've been covering you, but now we're not going to. We're going to set you free to, so to speak, to go get insurance on the exchange.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me first clarify that employers who have less than 50 employees are not required to have coverage for their employees.
Which is most employers in Montana.
Especially in a state like Montana. Something like 90% of our businesses are small employers.
But some of those small employers now provide insurance and are saying, look, we're not going to do that now because you can get it on the exchange.
Well, and what they're saying is that, I mean, let's remember that. And I was an employer once, okay? And one of the things you want as an employer are good employees because they're going to make your business successful. So if I've been giving coverage, healthcare coverage to my employees in a small group plan, and now all of a sudden this new marketplace comes along, and it turns out that it may be more beneficial for my employees and me if they purchase instead in this small group, or excuse me, in this individual marketplace as opposed to continuing to be on this small group plan. So what I'm going to do then is I'm either going to give them the money that they need to purchase that through higher wages, or I'll find some way to make sure that I'm helping compensate for that in the same way that I paid for it before. They're just going to get it somewhere differently.
But they will be looking at their bottom line and say, I'll save money if my employees go and get this on the exchange versus me having to provide it. Aren't some saying that?
But they're not going to just say, I'm not going to pay anything for that any longer. I'm going to help you get that coverage and that.
But they don't have to say that.
They don't have to. But if you're an employer who wants to continue to have a successful business and have employees stay with you, you're going to help them get that, pay for that coverage, even if it's in the individual market, because you want to retain those employees. Otherwise, they're going to go somewhere else.
The bottom line, Monica, isn't it that some people, maybe most, who sign up for the new insurance offered on these exchanges will be paying less for better health coverage than mm-hmm. they have in the past?
For many people, yes, absolutely. We were pleasantly surprised when the insurance companies that are offering those plans actually filed the rates with our office, because obviously, you know, nationally, all we'd been hearing about was that we're going to have this huge rate shock. And that's not what happened here in Montana. We have three companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Pacific Source, and the new Healthcare Co-op. And on average, the rates are actually slightly lower. And so we were very pleasantly surprised, as I said. And I think once Montanans look at those rates and those products that are available and then apply the tax credits on top of that, yeah, many Montanans will get some very affordable healthcare mm-hmm. coverage.
Some will be paying more, though.
There's always going to be somebody that pays a little bit more. There's no doubt. And frankly, the older you are, before you reach that magic age of 65.
And get Medicare.
Yeah, and get Medicare. I mean, you are going to tend to have more health issues, and so you're going to pay more. And if your income is higher, because there are folks who are in their early 60s who still make, you know, $75,000, $85,000, $95,000 a year, they're not going to get that tax credit, a large tax credit subsidy, so they're going to end up paying a little more. But you could be in that age group and be making very little and get a pretty good tax subsidy to kind of make it more affordable.
In the end, Monica, and I know you support the Affordable Care Act, in the end, do you think Montana is going to be a healthier state when all is said and done? Because the idea, of course, is that people will suddenly have access to preventive health care and to regular health checkups and so on because they have insurance now to go do mm-hmm. that. And that should make the state on the whole healthier. Do you think that's the outcome?
I think it'll help make the state healthier. And at the same time, I think it helps in the long run hold down the cost of care. Because if we are smart consumers of health care, if we're getting that preventative care up front, then we're not going to have those more expensive conditions necessarily in the future, which just are driving up the cost of health care. And if we're all in the pool, if we're all insured, we're spreading the risk, That's a good thing for everyone when it comes to
and
cost.
And that's the if that we don't know the answer to yet.
Yeah, and that is going to be the question. You know, we're sitting here on the University of Montana campus, and frankly, it's the young people that are going to make the difference in whether or not this works in terms of spreading the risk, is making sure that we have young people in the pool.
Well, I've been speaking with Monica Ledeen, the state auditor and state insurance commissioner, and of course we've been talking about the first day to sign up for Obamacare. Monica, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Sally.